Listening to God's word is easy. Hearing God's word and acting on it is not so easy. In today's first reading, for example, we see a true prophet, chosen and sent by God, totally rejected. Amos had been telling the people of Israel that they needed to return to the basics of their faith, following the commandments and giving up their self-indulgent idolatries. You would think that with God's authority and power behind Amos, everyone would simply hear and obey. But the message wasn't comfortable for them. It caused them to go against the popular culture of the day. And so they rejected it, and they sent the prophet Amos packing. The same phenomena appears in today's gospel. Jesus is giving instructions to his first apostles, and part of those instructions involves the proper way to react when people reject what they have to say. Jesus is preparing them for rejection. He knows that the fallen human nature does not like to be called outside of its comfort zone. But his message of salvation does just that. It pushes us out of our comfort zones. Today, the church is asking us to reflect on how well we listen to God's prophets, to his words. Are we selective listeners, picking and choosing according to what fits our comfort zone? Or are we true followers of Christ, willing to in love and obey him, even when it means carrying our piece of the cross, willing to say with today's psalmist, "I will hear what God proclaims"? It's an important question for us. Our hearts are like the house that Jesus mentions in the gospel. If we welcome God's word, his grace will come and stay there, bringing peace, wisdom, and salvation. But if we don't, God's word will shake its dust from the feet and move on. You know, there really is something comforting about these rejections that Amos and the apostles experienced. They show us that some of the very same difficulties the church faces today are not completely new. In today's first reading, the spokesman who rejects Amos and sends him away is a priest, a public figure in Israel. He was supposed to be an expert in the things of God, but he didn't recognize God's voice. Or if he did recognize it, he didn't follow it. In our church today, we can find the same thing. We find Catholics, social and political celebrities, even priests who preach a different gospel. They reject certain aspects of Christ's teaching that come to us through his chosen messengers, the popes and the bishops in communion with the popes. And instead, they put forth their own opinions as gospel truth. Well, they put forth what they think is their own opinion, but in fact, those opinions just happen to be the exact same opinion as that of popular culture. Popular culture tells us there's no such thing as absolute truth. The truth can be different for every individual. But then, that can't be true if there's no such thing as absolute truth. And that's the oxymoronic nature of relativism. Our culture tells us that abortion is a human right, that promiscuity and self-indulgence are healthy behaviors, that so-called gay marriage is somehow morally equivalent to true marriage, that killing embryos to collect and harvest their stem cells is praiseworthy. When Catholics promote these positions, say that they are listening to their conscience, they're not really. They are, in fact, listening to popular culture. They are accepting the comfortable lies instead of the uncomfortable truth. When we say things like, "Well, I disagree with abortion personally, but I'm not going to voice my opinion to others," then we have bought into the sin of relativism. When we say, "Well, I know what the church teaches, but I don't really believe that," we have brought into the sin of relativism. We owe it to ourselves to learn why the church teaches what it does. The good news is that God doesn't give up. God never gives up on us. God continues to call us to follow the steep path of salvation, to offer us his unconditional forgiveness, to make his voice resonate through the Pope, the Catechism, and the example of the saints. Our conscience is the radio that God built into our hearts. It's up to us to keep that radio tuned to the right channel. Listening to God's word can be uncomfortable. There's no escape from that. But God loves us too much to let us vegetate in our comfort zone. God always leads us further along the path of spiritual maturity, further up the mountain of Christian wisdom, courage, and holiness. Today, he is inviting us to renew our commitment to be good listeners. And in this Mass, he will again remind us that he is worthy of such a commitment. He will not let us down. He is the good shepherd who gives up his own life for us in the Eucharist. But what about all the people Jesus is trying to speak to who are not here today to be reminded of that good news? What about our family, our friends, colleagues, who are afraid to swim against the current of popular culture and popular opinion? God wants to speak to them too, to convince them that his commandments and counsels are the real path to everlasting happiness. God wants to speak to them. And how does he make his voice heard? Through us. We are his messengers, his ambassadors, modern day prophets, just like Amos, just like the first apostles. This week, we can follow their example by sharing with those around us the good news that God has shared with us. We don't have to make a big deal out of it. We just have to sincerely care about the people around us. Sin and selfishness can be comfortable, just like poison hidden in honey. If we truly care about others, we will warn them about the poison and point out where they can find life-giving nourishment in the Word of God. God, who so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, so that whoever believes in him might have eternal life. Today, let us recommit ourselves to listen to the Word of God, to hear the Word of God, and then courageously act on the Word of God.